So here's the problem for anybody looking to buy a house right now or refinancing. It's inflation. So today we got the PPI, the inflation number on producer inflation, and it's nowhere even close to what we even expected. So my thought this morning when I saw the producer inflation spiking up 1.4% month over month, that's a 6% inflation on the producer inflation. My first thought is these things are going to go really bad today. So folks, if you're a homeowner, home buyer, hopefully you're a realtor, loan officer, today we're going to talk about the inflation number that just came in, the producer inflation. It's out of control. So I'm going to try to explain to you guys what the market's reaction to this is going to be. And also President Trump, him and a slew of CEOs are over in China, hopefully trying to tamper the Iranian situation and maybe make some deals there. So without further ado, folks, let's get over to today's rates, what's going to happen. And I'll try to give you do my best because a lot of these numbers, they're bad, but the market reactions are pretty good. So mortgage rates, they ended yesterday at 6.56, a little bit higher than I thought. Mortgage rates I expected during the Iranian war would be about 6.25 to 6.5, a little inflated right now. It's just these inflation numbers. So let's get over to see what I like to do each day is I like to start with the chart. And I'll be honest with you. Here's the first thing I thought of. Got up this morning, I get ready, and I put all the data up on the boards, put CNN on one or CNBC and Fox News on the other one, and I'm watching the reactions. I'm like, okay, there's producer inflation. I know it's going to be hot, but then the number hit, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad, real bad. So let me show you the market reactions on this in the bond markets, and it actually recovered quite a bit. So here's the head scratcher. Here's today. Okay, so this is all you have to understand if you're new to the channel. That number up through there, if it's red, that's bad news. That normally means mortgage rates are going up. You need that number to go at least about 10 points to really move. Okay, so this morning we came out of the gate and it just plummeted. It went down through here right after the market announcements, and that's down to 98.02 or 98. So what is that, 10 points from there? So it was down 12, 13, 14 points right out of the gate, and I thought this thing would continue to tumble. And again, when this thing goes down, it means mortgage rates go up. Let's look at a two-day chart, and I keep telling everybody, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I was telling people last Wednesday, you might want to look at lock in these levels because there's some uncertainties in the market. So here's this week. This is today and yesterday. So again, down is bad. If you look at a five-day chart, yeah, well, I was telling people last week about through here, you might want to lock in because I'm seeing some bad news coming down the pike. So let's get over to this. Why do we watch these inflationary numbers? Well, we're trying to figure out what the bond market's going to do. The bond market also kind of plays in the same tune is the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve, they control rates. And you hear us come out every about 6-7 weeks. We come out and tell you exactly what the Federal Reserve did. Did they cut rates? Did they lower rates? And so forth. Here's what they look at. Their biggest concern, or they were created for two reasons. One was to keep prices in check. We call it inflation. They monitor what's called the PCE, the personal consumption expenditure, not the PPI that came in today. All these numbers confuse, and I'll get to it in a second. But they also look at the unemployment numbers to say, okay, we need to keep the unemployment, well, employment at full employment. Anything basically under 5 is full employment. But they want inflation at 2% long term, because how inflation works is it just keeps compounding on itself. It's not like every year prices reset down to 0 and then inflate again. It keeps increasing on top of each other. So as you see this inflation numbers keep ratcheting up, that means our dollar is worth less. Okay, and that's why when you're looking at interest rates, that's why the bond market's saying, well, if inflation's really high, well, the only way I'm going to buy a bond is I need to at least have the inflation number plus some profit margins. So a lot of people are saying, okay, rates are going to go down to 2. Well, then you need inflation at 1. So to have that profit margin, how do you understand that part of it? So when you look at the data here saying, okay, inflation's really high, but the Federal Reserve came in recently and said, okay, the inflation's only based on the oil. And I said that was same thing up until basically now. I've been talking about my January effect because I know a lot of people in manufacturing. So last year, all of them, almost every one of them came to me and said, we're going to actually increase our prices in 2026. We couldn't do it in 2025. We just couldn't do it. So we're going to push in our price increases in 2026. Well, then you had tariffs. Then you had this oil thing. So maybe the companies didn't push it in yet, and they're pushing in now to get absorbed. That's the only reasoning I have behind it. So let's get over to it. I'll show you the economics behind this. So here's the inflation numbers on the producer side. So if you think about it, where's inflation going to start? when you produce something, because that's where all your raw materials come into. So let's get over to this. You're going to have a couple different readings here. You're going to get core, that strips out food and energy. Then you're going to get month over month. Let's just go down through each one of these, and I'll explain it to you briefly, and I'll show you where the shock is in all these, and they're basically in every one of these numbers. So if you do the core PPI, I'm thinking, okay, this strips out energy, so it should be relatively flat, especially month over month. Well, if you look at it, it went from 0.2. The economists thought it would go to 0.3. I actually, with the core, you might be able to rewind from yesterday, I said, it could be right about here or just a little bit higher. Not in my wildest dreams did I think it would be 5 times what the last reading was. So that's, if you equate it out to that, that's when it's 5 times what our last reading was. Then you go year over year. We were at 4. And now we're at 5.2. They said 4.3, and I'm even saying, okay, yeah, 4.3, 4.5. Never thought it'd go to 5.2. Then you go, let's go over now. Let's add in all the energy stuff. Okay, so here's what we're going to look at. Now let's look at the PPI, producers' prices, but you actually add in all those energy costs. This is where I thought it would really spike, not this high. So you had the last reading at 0.7, and that was in March. And remember, oil is still, elevated at $89 a barrel. Then it went to 120 in April. So you're thinking, okay, this has to spike up the PPI numbers because it includes oil. Okay, well, it went from 0.7. They thought it would go down. I'm like, if you look at last night's report, I'm like, there's no way this number is going to go down. There's no way. Well, it didn't go down. It actually doubled. Okay, so the economists completely blew that one. I was in the tune of, I thought it would come in at, well, I knew it would be a little bit higher than that. I didn't think it would get to 1 and then hit 1.4. That's pretty hefty. Now, here's the money ball number. Here's what's going to make the headlines. Producer inflation, year over year, 6%. Okay, so that's a crazy number. Last time it was 4.3. They expected to go to 4.9, and I'm like, okay, 4.95-ish. Didn't think it'd go to 6. Okay, so that's what's happening. Then you take out all these other things. PPI, X food, energy, it's also ratcheting up. So you sit here and say, okay, the inflation on the producer side's skyrocketing right now. Yesterday we had consumer inflation, and it didn't show yet to be cracking. Well, these numbers are going to probably push over to the consumer prices, and those are going to just ratchet up from here. So that is all bad news that we got today. We all have inflation that's just skyrocketing on the producer side. It's going to push up on the consumer side. Where is it going to go from here? Well, let's kind of dive into some of the other pieces of the markets. So right now we have oil, and I'd like to go to oil next when we look at the markets, because during the Iranian war, it's all about oil and earnings. Okay, so oil, if oil is up, that most likely means that the markets are down, but some of the stocks will be trading pretty good because some of the earnings, and I'll show you that in a second, are coming out, and they're just blowing away the numbers. My concern is now, what's the projected earnings down the road? Because a lot of this inflation is going to start to deteriorating even corporate profits right now. Also, if you're a consumer out there, we probably got an average raise of about 3.6%. That's what the numbers are telling us. You realize now inflation on the producer side is 6. It's going to roll over. It's going to cause inflation to even go higher. So now we're not in keeping up with the inflation numbers. That is bad news as well. So let's get over to what's really moving the market. Oil, let's go to the pre-market numbers. It's not good news. So we got the Dow Jones. We have the S&P and the NASDAQ. Not doing very well today. This is, I'm going to say, so far an un-Cinderella story. What I call a Cinderella story is when you have all these up, when you have oil down, and you have rates down. Well, this is the opposite. Let's push our luck and see what crypto is doing. I like to look at crypto just to see how much risk is in the market right now. You know, if you're buying crypto, you probably have some excess funds, or you're just kind of rolling the dice a little bit. Well, it's down. It's down to 78. It's down $1,100. So I'm thinking between the inflation numbers, the oil doing what it's doing, but hopefully the President Trump over at China with a lot of the CEOs that he brought with him, hopefully that can settle some of the markets. But let's get over to the earnings reports. They continue to just amaze me as well. If you look over my head, here's earnings so far that we got today. We have NBIS, no clue who that is. Their earnings are up 54%. And if we go to the next one, EOSE, if you could see that one. That one's crazy. It's up like 150%. So that's their earnings reports. So this equates out to, okay, earnings are okay. So now we have inflation that's skyrocketing, earnings doing good, the stock market not crashing like I thought it would be, mortgage bonds doing okay. Well, what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? So what would you be doing? Okay, so let's rewind back to where we were at the beginning. Mortgage rates, bonds, everything else is tied to basically where inflation is going. Okay, we know inflation right now is 4, 4.5. It could be all the way up to 6% with these energies, the trade in it. So what's the Federal Reserve going to do? And that's also going to predicate what the bond market's going to do. So let's go over in 35 days, the Federal Reserve's going to do what? There is a 97% chance they're not going to do anything. But again, here's the kind of the dynamics behind this. Now they're saying next December of next year, I don't know how they're getting that, but they're saying December of next year, there's a 35% chance the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates. Folks, hold tight. Okay, so here's what another piece of the action that just took place recently. Actually, yesterday. We have a new Fed chairman or Fed president. Remember Powell, the person that Trump didn't like, or they were in lawsuits together and they were complaining about each other every day? Well, he's gone. Well, he's sitting on the Federal Reserve, but he's no longer in charge. So now President Trump appointed a person called Warsh. Now he actually controls the Federal Reserve. So now people are saying he's just going to come in and start cutting rates, just cutting, cutting, cutting. He can't cut, folks. I wish he would. It would help out our business, and it would help out, like I was said at the beginning of the show, you know, what's concerning right now are those home buyers right now and those homeowners right now that were hoping to refinance. So mortgage rates in the bond market doesn't look like there's any reprieve in the markets. So what's the prediction markets telling us? Well, they're kind of telling us the same thing. There's no rate cuts in the future anytime soon. This can change on a dime, folks. It could change on a drone strike. It could change on a tweet. We have a great settlement in China. They help us in this Iranian war. The oil prices settle down. The markets rally from here. That would be a Cinderella story. The most logical outcome, this is going to play out a little bit longer. The ultimate outcome there will be an end to this war. Then the markets will rally from there. But what's the markets going to do from here to then? Let's talk about that. So if you're a homeowner right now, I'm going to give you a tool here in a second. But let's say you're looking to buy or you're looking to build down the road. Should you be freaking out about mortgage rates? Well, I got some tools for you guys. Check it out. It's StanStore. It's down below. It should be in the description. I revised these yesterday. A lot of these are completely updated. I was going through the store and a lot of the links were broken. So now these links will actually take you to a website, and these tools are fantastic. So we limited them right now because we keep updating them. But these are, check them out. If you're a homeowner, home buyer, we even just posted yesterday how to use the 2-1 or 3-2-1 buy down the most efficient ways. But let's go back to mortgage rates, and let's just talk about this for a second. If you guys have any questions, I'd love to answer for you. So if you're looking to build, you're probably the furthest person out there. So let's talk to you guys. Your house will be ready if you start doing it now, maybe by December. Okay, so where are rates going to be in December? Well, I'm thinking rates are going to be coming down back to not in the range where we were pre-Iranian war, but kind of in that range. So you might be looking at 6.25 to 6.5, kind of where we are right now. Okay, so that's kind of on the bad end that I'm predicting. Okay, so that's, I don't think you're going to have any trouble, but what I would be concerned with is when you get pre-approved or pre-qualified, make sure you get pre-approved at like 7% rate. You might be saying, Dan, why 7? Well, if you can afford 7, well, then you can afford if the rate stays sticky at 6.5, maybe it'll even make that housing a little more affordable to you. So that's for if you're building. If you're looking to buy in the next few months, be really careful. I'm locking in my clients. We got a contract in, I'm locking it in because just yesterday, mortgage rates went up 0.07%. This might make or break some of you guys' payments. So make sure you just lock in at this time. We can't control rates. Okay, but if you're looking to buy in the next few months, just follow oil. Subscribe down there. You know, watch me every morning. I'll give you a beat on where the mortgage rates are going and the whys behind it. Now let's talk to you homeowners out there real quick, and then we'll go back to the bond market because I like to start my day with the bonds and then end my day with the bonds and give you the predictions and forecasts of what I'm thinking. So if you're a homeowner right now, go to our website right through here and plug in your information right up through here. It's RateWatch 2.2. You're going to plug in all your mortgage information. Let me know two things though. What rate would you want us to reach out to you to see if it makes sense to refinance? How much of a monthly savings would you like? Because we can track that. You're going to put in your payments, then we're going to amortize this thing and say, okay, if you can save $300 a month, $400, $500 a month, we'll call you. We'll text you. We'll sell the data. So that's what you can do. Then we have all kind of tools that we keep adding over through here. What I just added today is in the resource section, check under the blogs, I just added this. Okay, so the question I get a lot of times is, well, and I see it on all kind of mainstream media, is like, okay, housing is unaffordable and it keeps getting unaffordable. Well, yesterday we had the housing equivalent rents and they're up 3.8% year over year. Readings a couple months ago were like flat. So I'm going in this and saying, okay, how is this? Because if you look at it, let's look at what's your home prices doing in your area? flat, maybe up a little bit. I keep battling with the home crashers saying it's going to be Armageddon everywhere. So let's just say home prices are up a little bit, 2-3% a year. Okay. But mortgage rates in 2023, they were 8.2%. So you had 8.2% rates then, you have 6.5% rates now. How can payments be still unaffordable? I just did a blog and it actually breaks it down for us. So if you go down through here, home prices from 2023 to now are up 7% in 3 years. Okay, is that 2% a year? 1.5% a year? Not bad. Rates then were 8%. Now, 6.5. So you would think, okay, house prices really didn't move. Rates came tumbling down. So what is it? Well, your taxes and your homeowners insurance. These are one of the biggest culprits of it. So some areas saw massive tax increases. I live in Chicago. Guess what happens to our taxes every year? Mine actually only went up $970 this year. So that increases this. Homeowners insurance, well, before you really dive into buying a house, make sure you check with your homeowners insurance, because that is one huge piece of the puzzle that also makes housing in some areas unaffordable. So if you look at it, home prices aren't really skyrocketing. Some areas they're down. Mortgage rates are down. So how is housing still unaffordable? Well, we did a comparison right through here, and it actually breaks it down. The difference between then and now, we had that house. Remember, people kept saying housing market's crashing. Well, it won 1.5% a year. You are getting some appreciation there. So you got about $30,000 in appreciation, believe it or not. And then you go down through here, but the biggest culprit is right through here. Average property taxes are up, and the homeowner's insurance is up as well. So making that housing payment virtually the same, even when the rates come tumbling down. So that's it. Check out my blogs for that. But let's go back and end our day with the chart, unless you guys have any questions. I'd love when you guys ask questions, because it makes it really flow a lot easier. But let's get over to today's chart to see where the end of this thing is. So now we are at -4. So mortgage rates shouldn't really go anywhere today. So mortgage rates right now are at 6.5%. The breaking news right through here is core PPI month over month up 1.4%. And that's shocking the market. So if you want to find this mortgage calculator, if you want to find this website to track rates, just go to our website right over through here. You're going to hit mortgage rate, click that, and it's going to pop this right up through here. So if you're a mortgage advisor, loan officers, if you're a realtor, you guys got to keep track of these things. So visit this. It's free. And let me show you all the details this thing gives you. If you're a homeowner, just click it and look right through here. Look at what happened for the day. And then if you really want to dive into it, you can kind of check out the data. But let me go through the data with you guys, especially loan officers out there. Here's all the rates out there that get posted on a daily basis, all right through there. Then what you guys want to really follow is the MBS market. It's really hard to get. So this thing could be delayed up to about an hour or so. We monitor the markets, and then we manually actually input these once an hour to see where the market's going. So that's the best we can do right now, but this is free services to you. It actually gives you a bead on the market. You really want a direct bead? Watch the 10-year Treasury. It's right through here. So this is direct information right from Wall Street. Then it's going to go over through here. Today's market movers. What happened? Like today we got the core PPI. It was huge. And we got PPI in general, hotter than expected. So what's most likely going to happen? If we go down through here, bond yields, today's trend, rates are trending higher. And it's going to tell you why and the numbers behind that. Then the last piece of the number through here, it's going to give you my podcast of the day. So check that out. And then it's going to give you the numbers that we look at every day. Remember we went to the stock market and we looked at those things. So we look at the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. Those are all red right now. Oil's up, so that's the un-Cinderella story. You watch the VIX. I put this on here because this is basically the anxiety levels on Wall Street. So the higher this number goes, just think of it as a blood pressure on Wall Street. You need this number basically in the teens, but the low teens, that'll help out quite a bit. Bitcoin, this gives us kind of a risk trade. It's behind my head. Over through here is the economic data. This is where we go through the Fed charts. Federal funds rate is right through here. Inflation right through now is the PCE. That is not 2.8. That needs to be revised. But what we just added down through here is the predictions market. What is the Federal Reserve supposed to do at the next coming meetings? Well, there's a 94% chance on Kalshi they're not going to do anything. And there's a 97% chance on the poly markets they're not doing anything as well. So what any questions on here would that we have? Hey, Joel, how you doing, fella? Red is bad, green is good. Yes. So what happens is, let's see, if thoughts on Trump's and CEOs in Tiny. Did you already cover that? Yep, I covered it, but let's go through it real quick. So here's the biggest news right now is inflation. Okay, the inflation trade is basically oil, and it's also tariffs and all the other stuff that was pushed through the systems. So right now, oil is the biggest trade. So let's focus on that. So what you're going to have is Trump is over in China. We know China is an ally of Iran. It's no, you know, there's no, you know, saying that's fact. Okay, so they're trying to make some settlements there. You can't really trust China, but you have to make a settlement somewhere. So the cool thing is he brought CEOs from all over the country in different industries to come over to China and say, and I don't think this ever happened ever, to sit down with them and say, we have all this knowledge and wealth and corporations right here. Let's make an agreement that we can all live by. And also go in and make a settlement with Iran, because without China, Iran couldn't do this. So that is a huge piece of the puzzle. How? Why? Well, that's going to drive down inflation, because as oil gets, the numbers on oil came down. Remember, let's look at where we were pre-market, so or pre-Iranian conflict. So if you go back to that time, mortgage rates were 5.99 and the Dow Jones was at 50,000, record high. Okay, then the Iranian situation hit. The markets were rallying. Then Iranian situation hit, oil prices rallied, and that's economists, even the Federal Reserve comes in and says, okay, this is going to be kind of transitory because of the oil. Well, the oil is staying here much longer than most people predicted. And then that's what you're seeing there. But if you also look at the kind of the head scratcher here, is if you look at the earnings reports of a lot of these companies, they're doing very well. But you have inflation skyrocketing. So I'm okay with the corporations having profits, but now it's getting a little excess, because here's the biggest concern we have. I also watch earnings, how much people are personal earnings, how much you and I are making more each year. So the average earner right now is earning 3.6% more than they were last year. Okay, that's not great, but it was keeping up with inflation. So that's why the Federal Reserve tries to keep inflation at 2%, because you and I usually get increases in our wages 3-5%. So it outpaces the inflation. And that's why, historically, if you look back, why people got raises between 3-5%, because it would equate out to the inflation numbers to make your dollar at least equal to where it was previously. Because inflation is basically just deterioration of your dollar. So this year, if inflation's at, you know, 6%, your dollar is worth 94% of what it is today next year. So that's why in the bond market, when people follow the bond market, they're saying, okay, if inflation's at 5, okay, well, if I'm going to invest in anything, especially a bond, which is a fixed income that will not move, I need to make a profit margin above the inflation rate. So bonds are usually tagged to inflation plus a profit margin. So if you have inflation keep going up and you've had an inflation at 6%, let's look at an investor. You want to buy a bond and make a yield of 3%. You're putting $1 billion in it. So 3% yield is really good for you. So if you have inflation at 2, you need a bond at 5 to have that 3% margin. Well, if you have inflation at 6, you want that 3% margin, bond rates have to be 9. Well, bond rates are actually this chart that we follow right through here. So this is the price of a bond. So all you have to understand is the price goes down, yields go up, because you need to attract in more buyers to get that yield up. So that's kind of how mortgage rates work. So fantastic question, but that's what my thoughts are on there. So it all plays a huge role. You get settlement in China, you can get more negotiations, you can help on the oil front, all these things. We have to also deal with Taiwan, and then all these things can come together in 2, 3, 4 months from now. We hopefully will have a lot more stability than we have today. But if you got any other questions, Joel, thank you so much for the question. If anybody else has any questions, those are the fantastic things. If we can start, you know, some dialogue, it would be great, because I can help you at least understand the markets. Or if you're a loan officer out here, let me know if you have any questions. You know, what happened? You had any clients yesterday? You're a realtor. Ask me any questions. You know, do you have a client that might be needing assistance, you just don't know where to go? And also for your homeowners, home buyers, join me each day. We can answer any questions that you guys have, and I can guide you in the right direction when it comes to mortgages and buying that first house. So to conclude it, we have President Trump in China. We'll see how that plays out. We have the oil trade, but right now the biggest culprit of all this is we have these inflation numbers that keep going higher and higher and higher. So right now there is no chance of the Federal Reserve cutting rates. I don't care if President Trump calls Warsh himself and says lower rates. That ain't going to happen anytime soon. So thanks for watching this morning, folks. I will be every day live Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time. Make sure you track down that Central Time. I won't be posting videos. I'll be posting special videos here and there to inform you guys of mortgage products coming down the pike and just, you know, from informative things I think you might need to know if you're interested in buying a house, you're interested in real estate, and also trying to figure out what the heck's going on with these on a daily basis. So thanks for watching, folks. Have a fantastic day. And I will see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. bright and early, live, to answer any questions you have and give you instant market reactions to mortgage rates and the economic news coming.